Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walcher.
And joining us right now is Representative Steve King from Iowa. Representative King, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning. The background noise will end in about 15 seconds here.
Okay. Well, in that 15 seconds, I would like you to listen to something from the meeting yesterday that we all saw televised about immigration and DACA. We saw Democrats and Republicans going back and forth, a little wheeling and dealing. And here's what President Trump had to say during that meeting.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
Wow, he has a lot of confidence in the people in that room. Do you share his confidence?
I sure do not share his confidence. Of course, we may have a different objective now. Mine was to restore the respect for the rule of law. I expected that the president on January 20th of last year, shortly after noon, would end the DACA program, which we all agree is unconstitutional. Barack Obama agreed, even though he violated his oath to implement that policy. Donald Trump was elected in a significant part on his promise to restore the rule of law and DACA, and of course, secure the border and enforce immigration law and enhance immigration enforcement across the country. And so the promise of I'll sign the bill you send me essentially says I'll make this easy for you. One of the conditions seems to be DACA amnesty, and he added his conditions to it. Which are he wants at least some funding for a wall, and he wants to end chain migration and have E-Verify, and let's see, end the visa lottery program.
You know, I didn't hear anything about I didn't hear E-Verify at all yesterday. Did you?
Well, you know, I didn't listen to the whole 55 minutes, so maybe I've injected that into this discussion. If he didn't bring that up, I'm even more concerned. And so I want to... I've got a list of, you know, 20 or more things that I think we should do. All of them, I believe, are part of his campaign promises.
I know that.
Yes,
Congressman, I know that you don't want to see DACA amnesty come through, but the White House for a while has flirted with using it as leverage to trade for the things you're talking about. In the White House statement yesterday, they said border security, chain migration, and an end to the visa lottery. Those are the three things that they're going to get for DACA.
Okay, well, there was I will just, at some point, I'm going to find the fourth thing in there. I know that there was a fourth one, but in any case, it's not nearly a long enough list. What about birthright citizenship? I mean, anchor babies was something the president was going to end. And then, you know, sanctuary cities and Davis Oliver Act, more ICE agents. You can go on and on with this. What about Kate's Law, Sarah's Law? Those things that seem to be left out of the dialogue yesterday. And I know that the Congress has a responsibility to do the right thing, but there's been this significant shift in the political positioning within House Republicans in particular. I don't think that the Senate Republicans shifted that much because they are already leaning towards some kind of amnesty.
One of the shifts that happened yesterday was the inclusion of the phrase comprehensive immigration reform. In fact, here's the president talking to the Democrats and Republicans on that issue.
I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Go ahead.
He said comprehensive immigration reform could happen the very next afternoon. What do you make of that?
Well, that's kind of, everybody in America knows that comprehensive immigration reform really means amnesty. So if you're going to grant amnesty to DACA recipients, and then you're going to start comprehensive immigration reform potentially, and I think that was figuratively the next afternoon, that means there's another amnesty along the way. And by the way, I think that's, if they go any step further than this, if you just accepted the deal that seemed to be negotiated yesterday with those three things that you mentioned. Let me add that fourth thing actually was merit-based immigration. So there were four that were officially part of that. But if you accept that, then they will have set the precedent that you can't get immigration enforcement unless you trade amnesty for that enforcement. So that means there's be a second version of amnesty that have to be packaged up with any kind of comprehensive immigration reform. And that's why this principle that they negotiated yesterday is so wrong. It sacrifices the rule of law, and it reestablishes what Ronald Reagan signed in 1986. And it's a promise to people that if you can get into America and be part of a large enough group with political power, you'll eventually be granted amnesty. And it erodes an essential pillar of American exceptionalism that I've been trying to restore for the last 31 years.
Congressman, are you upset with the president?
I worked really hard to get all the things I believed in embodied within a president in the Oval Office in the White House. We've accomplished almost all of that. And so I don't want to blow the president up on this, and I, of course, mean that figuratively. I'm going to support him on all of the agendas that are good for America, and I'll oppose the agenda that I think is wrong for America. But, I'm not ready to walk away from President Trump because we disagree on this issue. I just want to influence this policy in the right direction so we do the right thing for America's destiny.
Oh, what do you think? How do you think his base reads this?
Well, I've heard from his base over the last day and at the end of the night late and then also early this morning. And the base is really disillusioned by this. And they're saying, we chanted build a wall, not bill of love. That seems to be what's going to echo back out of the base. And will they leave him? Some of them are leaving him. But I don't know how many that will be or how pervasive it will be. But I know I've heard Democrats within the last day say to me, I've been a Democrat all my life, but I came over to vote for President Trump because of border security, and this is what I get.
Congressman,
real
fast here in our last 10 seconds, what are you going to be doing as you try and tackle this issue with the White House?
Well, I've got to find a core of people that agree with me, and then we have to start pushback, and we need to hear from the American people and send the message out through the media. We'll see how this thing works. I've been in the middle of this battle twice in a big way before, 2006 and 2007, then again in 2013. This is the hardest one of all.
That's right.
We'll see how it goes.
The battle rages on. Congressman Steve King, thanks very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, thank you.